master's degree, because when I got certified, I was told I had to have a master's degree to be an Arizona certified teacher. We all have advanced degrees. What do the parents have? Are we vetting the backgrounds of our parents? Are we allowing the parents to choose the curriculum and the books that our children are going to read? I think that it's a mistake. I'm just speaking from the heart. The one line that I love is, we must remember that the purpose of public education is not to teach only what parents want their children to be taught. It is to teach them what society needs them to be taught.
Parents that are listening to this show, this is what we are up against in our public schools. That is a teacher from Arizona asking, should we be vetting the parents? Should we be vetting the parents? She has a master's degree. What do parents have? What gives the parents the right to decide what curriculum that and other teachers are teaching? I want you to hear this again because this is scary. This is, again, what we deal with sending our kids to public schools every day. Listen to it again.
I have a master's degree because when I got certified, I was told I had to have a master's degree to be an Arizona certified teacher. We all have advanced degrees. What do the parents have? Are we vetting the backgrounds of our parents? Are we allowing the parents to choose the curriculum and the books that our children are going to read? I think that it's a mistake. I'm just speaking from the heart. The one line that I love is, we must remember that the purpose of public education is not to teach only what parents want their children to be taught. It is to teach them what society needs them to be taught.
And here's where I have my biggest question. Who's determining what society needs them to be taught? Because the teachers of today are so liberal-minded that if they are going to decide what is being taught, well, listen to this. This is from a, I don't even know where this school board meeting is. This is a sixth grade student who went into his middle school library. Again, sixth grade, middle school. He walked into his library, and at the front stand is this book. Now, what I want to do is I want to, he can spell it out exactly what the book reads, because he reads it for this school board meeting. So listen to this and tell me that if your son or daughter brought this book home, tell me how infuriated you would be. Listen to this.
I'm a sixth grader. I was in the library, and this book was on a stand. I'd like to read you a page. My back over my hips as I ask if we should take our clothes off. And he's saying yes before I finish my sentence. He's pulling off my t-shirt, laughing when I can't undo his shirt buttons. He's undoing my belt. I'm reaching into his bedside drawer for a condom. We're kissing. Again, we're rolling over. Obviously, you can see where this is going. I don't know if it's because we're feeling especially emotional or just tired, or these past couple of weeks have been too much. But this reminds me so much of the first time we had sex. We were both fucking terrified, and the whole thing was kind of terrible.
Sixth grade.
We didn't know what we were doing. But it was good too, so good, because we were a mess of emotions, and we were scared and excited, and everything felt new. So this sort of thing, this sort of feels like that. Nick touches me like he's scared at that any minute. Now, this book was at my middle school, and it was on a stand. When I rented it out to show my dad it, the librarian asked if I wanted more and if I wanted a graphic novel version.
So it's not bad enough that this child finds this book and can rent it out. This is pornography. Why are sixth graders, why are any students given the opportunity to see this. When I grew up, there was no way. There was not even a fathom of anybody's imagination to put anybody or any child in that situation or put that kind of book anywhere near a school, elementary, a middle school, or even a high school library. It just wasn't going to happen. And then to make matters worse, the librarian says, do you want more? Do you want the graphic novel? Oh, I can only imagine what that graphic novel is portraying. But this is what's happening to the children in our school. And going back to that teacher in Arizona who was asking, are we vetting the parents? I have a master's degree. What do they have? We have our children. We have the rights to our children. You have no rights to my children. The majority of teachers, I think, are pretty good. I live in a pretty big neighborhood, and there are a lot of teachers. And I'll be honest, there are some that I can't communicate with because of what they stand for and what they're indoctrinating our children with. And the thing is, the funny thing is you have these conservative teachers and they're afraid to say anything because they're going to get shouted down. They're going to lose their job. But if you are out here promoting the sexualization of preteens, if you are having drag queen story time in school libraries, you're progressive thinking. You're going to move up in the world. This is what happens when the Democrats take control of our school systems. This is the garbage. This is the nonsense that is being perpetuated that nobody seems to care about. And that stands for us, we conservatives. Are we mad? Yes, but what are we doing about it? How many of my listeners, and this will go for me too, how many of us have decided to take matters in our own hands and decided, I've had enough. I'm running for school board. I can tell you, I only know one person. He's a very good friend of mine. He actually had enough. His daughter just graduated. His son just graduated from Owosso Public Schools. And Owosso Public Schools are literally run by Nazis. They're all about the world initiative and everybody is equal. Nobody's different. Everybody's on the same playing field. So if you study for that test and you get an A, well, it's not fair for the kid who didn't study and doesn't care that he got an F. So everybody's on the same playing field. There's no education going on in America's schools, in America's public schools nowadays. My kids growing up, when they were in school, if they didn't get a homework assignment done, oh, well, just turn it in by the end of the semester. You'll be fine. That's ridiculous. What are we teaching these kids? How are we preparing these kids for real life? Because right now, school is not real life. When I went to school, you had deadlines. If you did not meet those deadlines, in other words, if you had an essay due, if you had a homework assignment due, and you did not turn it in when the teacher asked you to turn it in, guess what? You didn't get credit. You failed. That's not how it is nowadays. And it's because of teachers like this in Arizona who think they're above the parents. This teacher, why the whole room wasn't up in arms as she was talking is beyond me. This teacher claims to think or thinks that she has ownership and she can do what she wants with your child. I guarantee you, she will be talking to your children. If you are in this teacher's school district and your child has this teacher will be talking to your child about gender reassignment. Your teacher will be talking to your child about how horrible the Republicans and Donald Trump are. This teacher will be talking to your child about how it is wrong what America did, how America became America. See, that's the point with these liberal teachers. They're going to sit there and they're going to just tout CRT and the 1619 Project. They're going to sit there and tell everybody that they can in their classrooms how horrible America is. If it wasn't for America, the whole world would be fascists right now. People don't realize, and maybe, well, I shouldn't say people don't realize, but a lot of people, liberals, don't realize the good that America has done for this world. Just by winning, helping to win World Wars I and II. If it wasn't for America, this whole world would be a fascist bastion of communism and socialism. But no, America stood up and we fought for freedom for the world. And we helped bring freedom to the world. But no, we're going to look at it as we're racist. We are killing indigenous people. Now, listen, I get that. I get, you know, back in the, 1800s, when we were expanding, yeah, I don't like what we did. But you know what? I didn't do it. I grew up in a time where America was the bastion of freedom, where America was the safest place in the world, where if you needed help, America was there. Now, America will help you, but they're turning their back on their own citizens. This is what our kids are going through every day. This is a fight that we as parents have to fight every day. We are having our kids indoctrinated by their teachers. And listen, there are parents out there that don't care what their kids are doing. They are going to be fine with the indoctrination of their kids. It is up to you, because now we're fighting a two-front war. We've got the kids that are telling these that are telling our kids, hey, this is how it is. This is wrong. Oh, you're wrong because Teacher Smith or this crazy whacked out teacher in Arizona said you're wrong. Plus, we've got the teachers. The teachers are out to get. Listen, I have kids that are very, I have two boys that are very, they're very strong-minded. They're very individual. They know the difference between right and wrong. They can see it. I've taught them that, yes. But they can see it. I've always told my kids, hey, this is the right way to do it. You can make your own decision, but this is right. And my daughter, she's right in the middle. She is center of the aisle. When she was in school, she was pretty liberal. Now that she's out and not being indoctrinated, she's kind of moving over to the right a little. But my boys, my oldest, Cosmic Dreamer, he has his beliefs, and you are not going to change his beliefs. But because he has his beliefs, and he's outspoken about his beliefs, as well as my youngest son, they're kind of looked down upon by the teaching staff because it goes against what they're trying to do. Why aren't you being indoctrinated? Why can't we get through to you? Well, it's because I'm involved in their life. My wife is involved in their life. We're not just sending them to school. They come home, and that's it. I want to know what they're doing. I want to know how their day went. I want to know what they're learning in school. I've told you the numerous times about the time in 10th grade when my son had an essay to write about global warming, and he came up to me, and he's like, Dad, how do I write this? I don't even believe in global warming. And I told him, you know, hey, tell it how it is. This is what people think about global warming. This is how people think about global warming, but give an opposing opinion. I mean, that's how debates are done. And she did not like that. And her and I had a confrontation about it. And I said, how can you teach that? How can you teach that global warming is real without having an alternative theory on that? Because that's not the truth. I said, who's determining the truth? Science. Well, science is wrong. Now, that was prior to COVID, when apparently you have to trust the science, even though the science is absolutely unequivocally wrong. But, you know, science is science to these teachers. I mean, it's like the Bible to them. This is what it says. I'm reading it in my book that's given to me, that's being written and published by a bunch of liberal professors. You have to stand up for your children. You have to be involved in their school routine. You have to know what they're being taught. You have to know what is going on. Because if you don't, you're going to wake up one morning and they're just going to be this raging liberal who wants reparations. And let's talk reparations real quick, because I've got a story for you that is, I read this and I'm like, this is too good to be true. But yeah, it's true. Let me tell you about Angela Davis. Angela Davis is a Black Panther communist. She's a member of BLM. She teaches that the U.S. was built by racist colonizers. Well, she went on PBS's Finding Your Roots episode just recently. She found out that one of her ancestors came to the United States on the Mayflower. The former Black Panther, current BLM member, also discovered she had two white grandparents. So the famed Black Panther, who's also a communist, had faced calls to pay reparations after discovering her ancestors were white Puritans who arrived in the U.S. on the Mayflower. Angela Davis, who's 79, was flabbergasted to discover both sides of her family were white and that her mom's ancestors were, get this, slave owners. You can't write this. This is better than any movie script. And the stunning revelation sparked calls from the famously woke Marxist University of California professor to pay reparations herself, having previously called on whites to pony up and pay reparations in the past. Sharing a tweet about the show, conservative pundit Matt Walsh wrote, "It gets better. She's also descended from a slave owner. On her father's side is a pilgrim. On her mother's side is a slave owner." Looks like Angela Davis owes some reparations. Now, Angela Davis became nationally known in 1970 when guns she owned were used in the holdup of a Marin County courtroom in California, which left four dead, including the judge. After the FBI issued a warrant for her arrest, she went on the run and became listed as the department's 10 most wanted criminals. After an eventual arrest, she spent 16 months in jail before being found not guilty. Davis was born in Birmingham, Alabama in 1944 during an era of segregation and violent racial division in the South. While studying in West Germany in her youth, she was drawn to far-left politics and upon returning to the U.S. became involved with the Black Panthers and the Communist Party of America. After Finding Your Roots host Henry Louis Gates Jr. told her of her ancestry, she said, "No, I can't believe this. My ancestors did not come here on the Mayflower." But after further review, yes, it is proven that they did come on the Mayflower. The host of the show, which was his name, Henry Louis Gates Jr., told her, "You are descended from the 101 people who sailed on the Mayflower. The one-hour show in which public figures learn about their ancestry outlined how William Brewster, who traveled aboard the boat with his wife, Mary Wentworth Brewster, was Davis's 10th great-grandfather. Mary was one of only five adult women from the Mayflower to have survived the first winter after arriving in the U.S. and one of only four to survive until the first Thanksgiving in 1621, which she was said to have helped cook. The revelation caused many to point out the complexity of ancestry, and on social media, some even suggested that by logic, Davis should pay reparations for slavery. And that brings to the forefront the absurdity of this whole reparations thing. So this lady who has been touting how horrible America is and how the white people should be paying reparations for owning black slaves is a descendant of a white person and a descendant of a slaveholder. So in theory, she should be paying because her ancestors were slaveholders. Her ancestors were white, which is, I mean, obviously, in the Democrat world of America, those are the demons in history, are the white man. So you're asking me, you're not even asking me. You're telling me that I have to pay black people for being slaves. My ancestors were not even in America when slavery was legal. My ancestors came to this country in late 1800s, early 1900s, which means they were not slaveholders. But yet, because I'm considered white, I should be paying reparations. How about paying reparations for these gang members, these black gang members that are killing these white people? Where are the reparations for that? I mean, I'm being oppressed. That white family that lost a family member due to black gang violence, they are being oppressed. Nobody wants to talk about that. This is a Democrat thing, trust me. And the only reason that reparations are even on the table is why? Say it loud. To get votes. They could give a shit less about the black population until it's time for an election. And then it's how oppressed they are. how horrible America is. We need to get you reparations. You need to be paid and compensated for your ancestors' slavery. I'm telling you right now, you put an American black person and you move them back to Africa, they're going to beg to come back here because they will not have a better life. They have the best life they could possibly have. Yes, are there problems? Yes. Anywhere you go, there are going to be problems. But they will have their best life ever here in America. And you know why? It's because it's still the land of opportunity. If you want to work hard and you want to apply yourself, you will be successful. I mean, look at some of the houses. Now, some of the houses that some of these black families live in, are they laps of luxury? No. But it sure as hell beats a bamboo hut in Africa. Is there bamboo in Africa? There is bamboo. Okay, a bamboo hut in Africa. You're not getting attacked by lions, tigers, and hyenas. Hold on. The Cosmic Dreamer made a great point, and rather than hear it from me, we're going to put him on the show. Hold on. This is the Cosmic Dreamer making his point about reparations.
They seem to gloss over the fact that there's been white slaves as well, especially when with the dynasties and the Roman Empire.
And you're exactly right. White people have been slaves, so are we over in Italy demanding reparations? How about to the Arabs? The Arabs were the largest exporter and importer of black slaves. How about the Arabs in this country paying reparations? Why does it only have to be the white guy? And I can answer that for you. Because the white guy is the enemy of the Democrats. Because white people, more than not, they vote Republican. So they want to demonize the white people. Oh, they're slaveholders. They're violent. They're out to get you. When I'm not going to say that white people were not slaveholders. Not going to say it. It's true. But the majority of us, not 100% of us. It's not the majority. It's 100% of us have not owned a slave. Did some of our ancestors? Yes. I will not pay for the actions of my ancestors. So to all of you, let's say you have an ancestor that killed somebody. So if they killed somebody and were put in jail for life because your ancestor killed somebody, should you be put in jail for life? It's the same analogy. You can't be held responsible for something somebody else did. But yet the Democrats, they want us to pay because they want the black and minority vote. My God, I felt like Joe Biden right there. I got them $150 million. Scary. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about what exactly they shot down over Lake Huron. Because the audio's out, and we're going to find out what they shot down. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. Than just flowers and the spring breeze. I could take it back, think I said something I don't mean. The 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention now at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get ready for 2 days packed with the paranormal. Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023. The world of the paranormal comes to life in Mid-Michigan for the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. The convention will feature 2 days packed with spooktacular speakers, presenters, demonstrators, authors, artists, paranormal celebrities, and so much more. Weekend passes, $100 for both days. Day pass is $55, and the add-on special events are only $25, and the famous Haunted Halls and Magical Marketplace is only $5 entrance fee. Learn more about ghosts and all things paranormal, Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, demonology, ufology, Ouija boards, spirituality, psychic reading, intuition, witchcraft, tarot, mediums, Michigan lore and haunted history, private seances, gallery readings, oddities, all-day speakers, demonstrations, and presenters. There will be prizes and giveaways and so much more. Again, the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Conference, November 4th and November 5th, 2023, at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. When you get there, tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you. Okay, so while I think last show I kept calling it New Palestine, but while East Palestine was being inundated by hydrochloric acid, the government was supposedly spending millions of dollars shooting down balloons. Well, were they balloons? That's the question. So over Lake Huron here in Michigan, we shot down a balloon. The pilot shooting down the balloon says it was like the size of a four-wheeler. But rather than hear it from me, let's hear it from the actual pilot. This is the actual audio from the pilot who shot down this quote-unquote balloon. And I have a couple questions. Listen to this.
Thing is just the size of it. So it's just so slow and so small and you can't see it because it's so close. I'd honestly be worried about hitting it before you know it was there. You know, just some kind of dark object. You can see some strings or something hanging down below it. Can't tell if it's holding anything. It's like a octagonal shape. I'm going to call it a balloon. You can definitely see strings hanging down below, but I don't see anything below it. It's pretty small.
So we've got a small octagonal, what he called a balloon, the size of a four-wheeler, with strings hanging down from it. They had a hard time finding it, but when they did find it, they fired a $500,000 sidewinder at it and missed it. So there's $500,000 of our taxpayer money sitting on the bottom of Lake Huron. And then they fired again and... They hit the balloon with a sidewinder missile. Kind of overkill, if you ask me, but, you know, I'm not up there flying. However, they never recovered the wreckage. As far as I know, they have not recovered the wreckage. The Canadian authorities have called it off, saying they don't know where it went. Again, the same thing as the balloon shot over the Yukon. I don't know what's going on with the Canadian Rescue and Recovery Group, but they can't seem to find anything. I mean, if you're Canadian, I have a great contingency of Canadian listeners. What the hell's going on there, eh? I mean, you know, kind of where they shot it down, and it's only going to be in the water. So, I mean, grab a Labatt's and grab a hockey stick, eh? You know what I'm talking about. So my big question on this whole shoot-down thing is when they were describing this quote-unquote balloon, it was octagonal. It was about the size of a four-wheeler. It had strings hanging down from it, but... there was no longer anything attached. So my first question is, what was attached to that balloon? And secondly, where did it go? Because all you have to do is have something the size of a four-wheeler or something a little bigger attached to that, drop it over a little area, and you've just released a pandemic. That is where we are today. But yet we're just going to let these things traverse throughout the country. You know, Uncle Joe is just like, hey, Xi Jinping, when can I shoot it down? Please let me shoot it down. Make me look good. Meanwhile, there's a freaking train derailment that's killing everything in its path, sickening people left and right. They can't even bother. Joe Biden, and I mentioned it before. You listen, Donald Trump needs to thank Joe Biden because Donald Trump went to East Palestine, Ohio, to check on the residents. Joe Biden, where'd he go? He went to frickin' Ukraine. Listen to this. This is how our media works. I'm going to play for you the audio and then describe what you were hearing. So Joe Biden is walking into Ukraine, and then this happens. Listen to this. It's a 30-second clip. Listen to this. You hear the air raid sirens? Yep, air raid sirens going off. And nobody seems to give a rat's ass. So, air raid sirens are going off as Joe Biden and Vladimir Zelensky are... And what's up with Vladimir Zelensky? The guy can't dress up to meet the president of the United States. He's got to be, you know, Mr. Bravado and dress in his freaking fatigues. I mean, come on, dude. You're a sham. You're a loser. you're out to gain American money, and that's what you're doing. You know, I understand you were at the Grammys and you were at the Oscars, and people, you know, the libs love you, but I don't buy it. But here's the thing. The Russians knew that Biden was going to Ukraine. Do you honestly think that they would start World War III by shelling where he's going to be? Call Putin many things, but Putin is not that stupid. This was completely, unequivocally staged. If this was a real air raid siren, you would see the Secret Service ushering Biden out of that area faster than you can take a dump. And I can take a dump really quick. This thing is so staged to make Biden look like, oh, look at, he's walking around in a war zone. No. If you look at where they are, that area is so pristine, it doesn't look like there's been a bullet shot anywhere. But you have air raid sirens going off. Biden's just like, do-de-do-de-do, where's the ice cream? The Secret Service are like, man, this guy's nutso. Zelensky's not... Nobody, the photographers are just taking pictures. This has been staged. Oh my gosh, this is staged. Sean Hannity, he recently had, I don't know this gentleman's name. He's an African-American gentleman. His Twitter name is CV Payne. He puts Geraldo Rivera in his place over the staged air raid sirens in Ukraine. Listen to the exchange. Because CW or CV Payne goes in and talks about how bad it is for the military families of this country now, before or after he talks about the staged air raid sirens. But you've got to hear the whole thing. It's about a minute and 30 long. Hold on just 1 second, and I'll cue it up. And we're ready to go. Listen to this.
They hadn't gone off for 5 days. It was
100,000 people.
No, I'm saying air raid sirens hadn't gone off in that city in 5 days. It was phony baloney Hollywood junk. They didn't need that.
I absolutely disagree. I think that is a little partisan jab that you didn't have to make.
No, they didn't need the air raid sirens.
They have lost 100,000 people.
Russia was notified that Biden was coming. Do you think Russia was going to drop a bomb on President Biden?
Russia was not notified.
Russia Biden was in no... Yes, they were. Come on, listen. Let me get back to the original point.
Some things you have to accept.
All right. Let me just get back. I grew up in
Biden. Biden warned Russia. They told Russia we were going.
That's what I just said.
It's not
anyway.
True.
No, because it doesn't fit Geraldo's narrative.
160,000 U.S. families, American active military families right now have trouble in food insecurity. E1 to E4 are in big trouble. 29% of them. Here's the problem. Something is wrong. I grew up as an Army brat the first 12 years of my life. 23% of active households in the military with children are getting or have food insecurity right now. Of U.S. households, it's only less than 12%. You say, why can't we recruit people into the military? You know, when I was growing up, people went to the military because at least you knew you were going to get food, right? You knew you were going to get shelter. You knew you were going to get training. I mean, if those things are gone, why would you join?
Should Joe Biden allow the fighter jets to be used in this conflict? Yes or
no?
Yes, Joe Biden's presence in Ukraine should not be criticized.
I'd rather see the fighter jets.
Should not be criticized. He is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States. Oh. His prime job, his first priority, should be
Palestine,
keeping us safe.
Ohio.
That's not the way.
Thank you.
That's not the way the country.
I got to take a break.
Geraldo Rivera, you're an idiot. You were an idiot while you were looking for Al Capone's vault. You're an idiot now. You're a left-wing media hack. The president's only job, really, is to make sure that the American people are safe and they're secure. You have the people of East Palestine going through a world of shit, and you don't even bother going there. You send your transportation secretary there 20 days after the event happened. And he's just telling you, no, we've had thousands of train rails. We had human disasters, and we had disasters in South Bend all the time. No, you didn't have hydrochloric acid spewing out of a train while the EPA burns it. Meanwhile, the same EPA that's telling you that gas stoves should be banned, but they're going to burn vinyl chloride and turn it into hydrochloric acid and then tell us that there's nothing wrong here. And Pete Buttigieg refuses to answer questions. And Joe Biden, he just bolts right off to Ukraine. This is the administration. This is supposed to be the most transparent administration in the history of our presidency. This is ridiculous. This man, trust me, the reason that this man is in Ukraine is he is scared shitless. Because Ukraine, it is a bastion for corruption. And Vladimir Putin is in there, and he is about ready to expose Joe Biden and his son and the Democrat and all the politicians in Washington for the criminals that they are. And he is terrified. That's why he's sending them billions and billions and billions of dollars and could give a shit about the rest of us here in America. He doesn't care about us. He cares about himself. He's made some poor business decisions, and now it's time to pay the piper. Eventually, people are going to, I firmly believe that eventually people are going to wake up and realize what the hell is going on, that we are being manipulated. This whole air raid siren thing, I knew it from the first time I saw it. I'm like, what is going on here? Why are the air raid sirens going off and nobody's freaking out? If that were the case, the Secret Service would have ushered him out of there. No doubt about it. And there wouldn't have been a second thought. But he's just walking with Zelensky saying, hey, this is a pretty town. Where's the ice cream? All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to play for you real briefly a clip of Nancy Pelosi getting heckled and then being ushered out. The gentleman heckling her has been ushered out. You got to hear this. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Have you thought about getting into crypto? Are you oblivious on where to start or even what to do? Hit up the Bitcoin pro Jay Motley to help you get started on the path to a better financial situation for free. No hidden fees, no charges, just guidance. Go to bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and get started today. Again, that's bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and tell them W sent you.
Okay, so just recently, Nancy Pelosi, who I first thing I thought is, wait a minute. Oh, she did have a drink. I'm sorry. She did have a drink in hand. I thought for a minute, oh my God, Nancy Pelosi is sitting at a table without a drink. Nope, she has one. Looks like it might be a Bloody Mary. I'm not sure. Maybe a Long Island iced tea. I'm not sure what it is. But she's in a cafe in San Francisco, and somebody comes up to her and starts asking her questions. Now, of course, the media say she was heckled, she was harassed. But no, this is a politician. This politician is supposed to be representing her constituents. And this one is not being represented, and he wants to know why. Listen to this, because as he's asking her these questions, he is ushered out. And she never answers them, as you can imagine. Listen to this.
Let me just get you to
Nancy, can you tell us why we have all the $150 billion going to Ukraine and we have homeless on the streets in your own city? Nancy, can I get some stock trading tips on how to get semiconductors in Taiwan? Nancy, why do we? Is your son involved with Hunter Biden?
So the one thing I noticed is nowadays you cannot question a politician on something that may be controversial. The minute he started asking those questions, all right, that's enough. Let's get out of here. No, she doesn't have to answer to anything. Why? Because she doesn't care. She does not care. That's a simple fact. She doesn't care. All she wants is more money, more power. She's sitting there with her drink. That looks like a really fruity drink. I got her on pause. I don't know what that is, but it's definitely an alcoholic drink. So she may have been drunk at the time and couldn't fathom a sentence. I don't know, but this is the problem in America today. You can't question your politicians. Your politicians can be making the worst economic and policy decisions ever, and you can't question them on it. And that's the case with Nancy Pelosi. So I just wanted you to hear that before we jump into the last topic quickly on this show. Has anybody noticed the amount of factories going up in flames? I mean, not only here in America, but in around the world. I'm a firm believer that we are in a war with our government right now. This is not an accident. You don't have train derailments left and right spewing chemicals. You don't have oil refineries. There were three separate fires in three different oil refineries owned by the same company recently. I mean, come on. What is going on? This is all part of the New Green Deal. They're going to destroy oil refineries. They're going to kill any chickens, any eggs, any meat. They're going to make us reliant on the government, and that is their plan. If you can't see that now, I'm sorry. But if you, listen, here's my advice. Start growing your own chickens. Start having your own chickens, grow your own vegetables. Get a farm, because the government is after you. The government is hell-bent on using Agenda 2030 and implementing Agenda 2030. This is where it starts. They will control the food. They will control the energy. They will control where you live. If you have a puddle in your yard, they can deem your yard a wetland, and you are off of your property. That is the power that we have given the government. We need to take that power back. The government should not in any way, shape, or form have that much power over us. And you think I'm kidding. It's true. Do research. Look at how many factories have gone up in flames. Chicago, Cleveland, Mexico, train derailments left and right. And, you know, Pete Buttigieg, you can, I bet you would. You know what you can do, Pete Buttigieg. Yes, there are thousands of train derailments every year. No, there's not thousands of train derailments every year. You're just using that to try and make this issue that you chose not to address seem less significant. I'm not buying it. The media is going to be complicit with you, but the American people are not buying it. Your job is on the line, and you are about ready to lose your job. And again, I received so much grief from the gay community and I didn't think I had that many people that were gay listening to this show. But, and again, I'm not against gay people, to each their own. But I stand behind my views that Pete Buttigieg, he got this position because he's gay. Sorry. That's the track record of the Biden administration. I don't care if you're qualified. Where do you stand politically? I mean, how do I benefit from you? You're a black woman, you're going to get somewhere. You're a gay man, you're going to get somewhere. I'm sorry. I'm calling it like I see it. This is the track record of the administration. It doesn't matter if you're qualified. It only matters where you are in the social. Are you gay? Are you black? I mean, this is how the Democrat Party works. They don't care about you. They just care how they can benefit from you. And that is a pretty big life lesson right there. So, all right, that'll be the show for the week. I'm going to end the show, and I'm going to play something for you that multiple myselfs and I have been working on. It's our newest song, At Taco Bell. If you've ever been to Taco Bell or any fast food restaurant in general, you know about it. So, listen to it. Let me know what you think and contact me, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know if you have any show ideas, any comments, if you like it, if you hate it, let me know. Go to the Paranormal Patriot podcast page on Facebook. Like it, share it, interact with it. And also the Para P podcast on Twitter. I've gone and joined Twitter, so join that. There's a lot of stuff going on here at the Paranormal Patriot, and I hope you enjoy it. So without further ado, At Taco Bell by multiple myselves.
Hi,
and
yeah,
Tommy
could
V.
I get a taco combo? And could I also get a... Bless it, will you shut the hell up back there, please, and act like a human?
I was at Taco Bell, I'm gonna order me some food. When a girl walked in and she was acting really rude. She was yelling at the boss about her food was being cold. And her boyfriend was gangster, he was covered in gold. I was watching for a minute as her screaming got louder, and her boyfriend did nothing. It just seemed that he was proud of his bitch. She was just yelling, and she's acting like a fool. I said, come on, bitch, get some manners, go back to school. Her boyfriend didn't like it, and he turned around to me. He said, shut your fucking mouth, or you're gonna get me. I told him to just get his girl and take her on home. I'm trying to eat my lunch, man, I wanna be alone. He didn't like that either, so he took a swing at me, and I ducked to the right, and I hit him in the spleen. He fell to the floor, and he grabbed for his gun. I said, oh, finally, man, I get to have a little fun. He pulled the trigger twice, and the gun just jammed in his head, and the table, you can bet they just slammed. He was laying on the floor, there was blood everywhere, and his girlfriend was screaming, and no one really cared. Only at Taco Bell do you get the freaks, and it seems like they're there every motherfucking week. It doesn't really matter what time you fucking go. I don't want any trouble, I just want my taco. All I wanna do is just sit and eat in peace, and I never can do it cause of all you fucking freaks. You never can just order, it's just gotta be something, and I wish you'd leave Taco Bell and go to Burger King. Man, all I'm trying to do is order some food for lunch, and it never fails. There's always some fucking freak sitting in line acting like an asshole.
You asshole, yeah, that's me that's in the line. I don't know what I want, although I've been here a million times. Staring at the menu, there are so many choices. It's kinda hard to make a decision with all these voices. Shut the fuck up, I'm going south of the border. Chalupa Burrito and Crunchwrap Supreme. And with all of those, give me some extra sour cream. I turn around and I give the line a little smile. I hear about time, motherfucker, it's been a while. I pay no mind as I move and wait for my food. The insults don't stop, fuckers are rude.
Only at Taco Bell do you get the freaks, and it seems like they're there every motherfucking week. It doesn't really matter what time you fucking go. Just gotta be something.